You're listening to TalkTainmentRadio.com.
The views and opinions expressed are those of the host and guest and not necessarily those of TalkTainmentRadio.com, the management, the staff, or K&E World Network, LLC.
Hello, hello. Welcome to Talktainment Radio, and you're listening to Stairway to Heaven with your host, Dr. Bass Claude Smith. And I am so excited today to announce that the 61st anniversary of the Keys of Harmony is coming up in a couple of weeks. But meanwhile, my topic is going to be, how safe are we? Or are we safe? And before I get into that, I'd like to say that, give my wife a shout out, give people at Core Lab a holler. Tell them hello. Now, plus we got a few of my buddies like Scott and Mike, and give them a holler off. So I'll see y'all Monday. But right now, get back to my topic. And my subject is how safe are we? This is part two of that subject, which it stuck with me. It stayed with me for a while, and then I thought I'd go ahead and do it again. Last time I said that how really safe are we? Because you don't know every time we go somewhere, or you know if somebody's gonna come and cause a tragedy or a disturbance, or just anything, you know. Because you know you can go to a store and do things and get your stuff out, or meet people, be friendly with people and meet them and have fun with them and talk. But it seems got to the point that you got some really bad hombres out there that don't want to see nobody happy, and they want to come in and disturb the noise and disturb the party. It's just like you got to look over your shoulder everywhere you go, and it's bad when you can't go nowhere, and you have to look over your shoulder and find out who's who and who's doing what. I'm kind of get a little leery about that, because sometimes I go places, or even when I go to work on a job, my job, and about maybe 2:30 in the morning, and hardly anybody gonna be out there, but somebody will be out there, and you don't know what somebody pull up behind you in the car or side of the car. You don't know what that person has in the car or what he's gonna do or what they're going to do. But it seems like everything is so out of whack and out of gone haywire now that nobody knows what to do. Nobody knows what to say. It just happens. People today got to the point where they don't want to be with anybody. They do something and they'll come up with something. He's sick, and this comes from things that they may read or things that they may seen. And you know, a lot of our social media stuff has a lot of stuff. Some of it has something to do with that. You got people that watch this stuff on social media, have weak-minded people, and they let everything that they that is told them, let it sink in. I always said that the mind is nothing but a garden, but what you put in it grows. And so you can put the wrong stuff in your mind, and it'll grow each and every day. You can think of things. It's just like planting a flower, and you dig it up the dirt, putting the seeds and covering it up. And you go by and water it, and it grows little bit, inch by inch, day by day, until the plant breaks the ground and shoots up in the air. And this is why this issue of the mind is nothing but a garden which you put in it. The mind is a mystery thing, and it's so mysterious a mystery. We don't know. We think about different things every day. Sometimes we think about the good things, we think about the bad things, and we think about things that here and so forth. You can put good things and think about the beautiful things that you have in life, and it'll grow. And you can think of good things and stay on that good things, and it will come to light. And if you think of something bad, and that'll come too. But sometimes between good and evil, you have to think, which way do I want to go? Do I want to go the right road or the left road? And it's two roads we can go to. And myself, I would like to, if it's speaking of myself, I would take the right road, go right. Left gonna have to go on its own. And there's some, all of us has been on both. Some have been on the left, some have been on the right. And which is more beautiful, the right road or the left road? The left road may seem beautiful, looks good, but you got to watch yourself on that left road. That left road has things that could come up and can take you out. As things on that left road can twist your mind and put things in your mind that will take you out. But you got to think about that left road. Once you get in, you got to try to figure out, if you don't get in too deep, you got to find out how you gonna get out of it. The right road is where you try to think of goodness and happiness. You got to think of what God has for you and what God will do for you. And he will show you, and he will lead you, and he will guide you the right way. The left road, it just shows nothing but roads of destruction. And when the road of destruction comes, you're going down a hill. As nothing can stop you. But you think nothing can stop, but it can stop you. Excuse me, I'll take that back. Something can stop you going down that hill. But it's up to you to put a stop to it. Say, I'm not going no farther. And when you stop and think about it, you have to stop in the middle of the road sometime and say, Lord, which way should I go? You show me the way that you want me to go, and I will take that order. And when you do take that order, when it comes to you, you will see that a lot of things will get to thinking, well, this is wrong. I thought this was beautiful, but it's not. It's a dark, dangerous, ugly face, a dark, ugly thing. And each time you have to take your step, you have to take step by step and climb up that hill, or step back off that left side of that road. And once you come off the left side of that road and begin to see daylight, and you get there on the right side, and I'm saying you're not going to rush and do it, but you have to take your time. Because if you rush and do it, you're going to mess up. You're going to fall up. You're going to mess up on things. And when that left road does that, when you do that on the left road, you have to figure out, well, now, how do I get myself back into this mess? Well, you have to think. I started out good, now here I am again. Let me stop and think a minute and go start all over again, and we shall take it from there. You don't like to do that, but sometimes that's what it takes. Sometimes it takes things where you can get so high and forget about where you come from, and things will bring you back. Things that will that you so great, I ain't doing this, and blah blah blah. But when it happens, when you get there, you want to do it the right way. You don't want to do it the wrong way. You want to do it the right way. And the right way is that you have to turn it around. Say, hey, I need help. You just can't, you can do it, but then you get to the point where I need help real bad, very bad. And once that happens, when you get that help, it's just starting all over. Because you remember, well, hey, I'm doing this again. But you must remember, I rushed and did it. But I did not take my time to do it. This time, I'm going to take my time and do this. This time I'm going to stop and see what I missed and how I missed it when it was right there all the time. And when you don't, when it's there all the time and you don't think about it and you just go ahead on, that's how you miss it. But you have to think and say, I'm not going to miss this again. So I'm going to have to try to be safe. So I have to think, how safe am I? How safe will I be if I just step off this left side and hop on the right side? And when you find out how safe you are and how the right side is, you see beautiful things. There are things that come to you on that right side of that road, on that right road, that you thought that you could never get, that you should, and you say, oh, I got this. Or I tried to get this a long time ago, but I never thought I would get it this way. And we have a tendency to make things harder for ourselves. Instead of making it easy, we do it the hard way. And once you do it the hard way, you'll learn, hey, I got to give myself, here I am, give myself a break. And as you get that break, you are really, really happy that it came to forth, that you got the break. Yeah, so that's what we have to learn to do things and praise things and be good about things that we need to do. So just to get on the safe side, check our surroundings and check out where we are. Because we never know what comes up next. And just ask yourself the question, how safe am I, or am I safe? Because the enemy is waiting for you right around the corner. And once you don't fall in his following footsteps, go around that corner, because there's time you don't have to go around that corner. You have to stay there and back across that corner, skip that corner, and go to the next one, because the next one may be beautiful. There's always something there waiting for you to mess you up. There's always something there that's waiting for you to take you the right way. We have a tendency, we love what we're doing and enjoying ourselves so much that it takes away what we are set out to do. We have a job we do. We have a job here to do. And we're going to have to learn to do that job. Many times that we watch stuff and do things that is not of us, or not of the Lord. And we would do that to say, Lord, help us. Now, the Father in heaven will show you the right way, and the right way, the right way. He never leads you wrong, because he will always put you in that safety zone. And once you get in that safety zone, nothing can bother, can help you, hurt you, or come near you. Because there's always a guardian angel around you. That's even when you walk down the streets, or even when you go to your car, there's always a guardian angel with you. The Father, the Lord Father in heaven, he's watching down on you. We don't know when the time may come when we have to start and think, am I safe? You are safe, because the Heavenly Father is looking down on you. You are safe when he will not let nothing come to you. You are safe. He knows every move that you make and the way we think. That garden, he will not let you put anything evil in your garden or in your mind to cause you to think wrong. I'm going to try to break this down as best as I can. Let's start off with the left road first. Sometimes the left road will lead you to death, will lead you to all sorts of other things, which I'm not going to mention. But there's one thing that the left road has. It has competition, and it has jealousy, and it has a whole lot of stiff-neck things in it. Because it gets to the part, let's start off with jealousy. And jealousy is an evil thing. It's a rage. And it puts you in a rage. And this is on the left road. And this is how the left road will lead you to first. You don't need something just because someone got something and it's better than what you got, and you put it in the mindset, I should have had that first. You can't do that. You had the opportunity to get it, but you did not get it. And then here comes someone that has it. Your jealousy just pops in, and it takes over and over. Your jealousy comes in to the point where I'm ready to destroy what they got. And that's what I see. This is how come I always, this is the question, well, how safe are we? Jealousy will tear you down to nothing. I've met people and seen people with that attitude that they do things, and they'll put a lie in their own mind, or plant a lie in their own mind. They lie to themselves to the hardest. If it's not theirs, you're wrong. How in the heck did you have to get and I couldn't get it? You got to think that you don't have to go that way. You can earn it just like everybody else. And then while you're on that left road, said you'd be happy for your brother and sister that they got a new house or they got a new car or got a new suit. You want to get mad about it. You want to come and try to take it or destroy it. And most likely, your mind is destroying and tearing it up because you don't have it or you don't, and you can't get it. Yes, you can get it if you work hard, did what they did to get it. But deep down in your mind and your jealousy, you don't want to get it. You rather take it. You rather fight about it. You rather lie about it. You know, they didn't get it. They did this and that. They think they this and they think they bad. It's not them. It's you and your jealous mind, your jealous condition, your jealous district that you pick, and you let that grow and grow. Each and every day, I hear so much and see so much the jealousy that can destroy, that it kills people. Men and women fighting over nothing because the other one wants to leave or the other one don't want you. And that jealous spirit comes in there and wants to hurt that person because the old saying said, if I can't have you, then nobody else can have you. That's that left side of that road. That's that jealousy. The safety that you had has just been torn down. But you won't stop to look and try to get it where you rather stay right there in that condition. The left road has a thing of you becoming a murderer. Or you wanna kill somebody because of something stupid. Or because somebody did this and that, or retaliate for what somebody did. You cannot let that bother you because what it is, when somebody retaliate on that, you're still there. You had time to think, but you'd rather stay on that left road. You had time to think, to put what you had, what weapon or anything you had in your mind, put it away. As the song goes, you got to give it up. And you know, Jesus said, who has never sinned, let them cast the first stone. You don't, and if you haven't sinned and you throw that first stone, then you're lying. Because all of us did some stones and throw stones at innocent people. So that's why this is this left road that you're on. It does things to you that make you want to destroy the whole world or destroy yourself. Another thing is happening. It also takes you, the left road takes you where it deals with you're losing your finances. And you can take your finance and use that for the wrong thing. That's on that left road. And you get to thinking, how safe am I if I do this? Somebody can say, give me this, and I keep you safe, and you do it. But you forgot to think, How safe am I? What type of person am I to do this to somebody? How safe am I really? I saw some things on some things this week that I really, really it disturbed me, and it really upset me. When a person that jealous and do something that would lie and destroy people's lives, when they're trying to do the best they can and try to help others, that's that left road. But you have to put a stop on it, put a hold on it, and say, in the name of Jesus Christ, Satan, get behind me, leave me alone. I'm coming off this road, and I'm letting you go where you want to go. I'm going to take the right road. The right road will teach you how to love your neighbors and love yourself. That right road, whatever you do, will remove that hateful, nasty sin. It also will remove everything that's bugging you, that you thought of doing wrong. It will give you time to think. This is TalkTainmentRadio.com, the way radio should be heard, and you're listening to Stairway to Heaven, and this is Dr. Bass Claude Smith, and we are about to, and my topic is, how safe are we? And I did add another title, another topic in that. But getting back to my saying, you are on the right road. And you wonder how safe are you? Are very, very safe. You're very, very well in contention. Everything that you had in your heart has been removed that is bad. You want the good stuff in your heart. And once you've got that good stuff and that good right, and you're on that right road, it will clean it up. Never mind what you did on the, in that bad path. Because that path will take you that right path will take you to your goals. That left path will kill you because you left them. You can cross on the right side, and then you still got some followers trying to get where you are, and they can't make it. They won't get there because they was too undesirable to try to get there. And once you leave them to go on that right road, the road to the right way, it will pick you up. It will clean you up, and it will turn you around. All you got to do is follow the hand of Jesus Christ and put yourself in his hands. Put your life in Jesus Christ's hands, and it will take you there. He will take you there. And sometime when he take you there, that's it. It'll do a beautiful thing. The right road is the right way to be. Now, let me say this, and I'll get back to it. Like to say, the 61st anniversary of the Keys of Harmony. It will be July the 10th, and it's the 61st anniversary at the church is called Greater Glory Ministry at 487 Champion, and we have a very, 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 very great MC. Kahari is the MC, and we're glad that he is going to take. He'll do a beautiful job for us because he helped me out at the Gospel Explosion. It was tremendous. So all y'all want to go to the Keys Army 61st anniversary, July the 10th, 47 Champion, and hey, you will have a nice, it'll be a good time. You can beat us there. The manager, J.C. Woods, he's 90 years old, and Joe Jr. are the original members of the Keys of Harmony, and they will be there. Joe's on lead, I'm on bass, and you'll see the Keys of Harmony. this group here, they're exciting. They want to do things. So don't forget, July the 10th at 487 Champion at Greater Glory Ministries on Champion, the 61st anniversary of the Keys of Harmony, and Kahari. Her is the master of child ceremony. We have God's Angels, Mind, Spiritual Brothers, Derek Supremes, JR and Company, the Anointing Sons of God, Five Stars Harmonizer, and Ohio Chosen, and that's a good packet. And it's just free donation. It's a free will offering. So if you want to come, beat us there. And I said next couple of weeks, Pop, the original member, 90 years old, still singing. Deacon J.C. Woods still singing. And he's been with that group for a long while. He's been with it since they started. And he's still hanging in there. We're at the third set of the keys. The first set's gone, the second set's gone, and this is the third set. So come and help us to celebrate our anniversary on July the 10th at 5 o'clock. Now, as it seems to go, and things begin to look up for us, we will have a good, beautiful time. But as I said, things we have to learn to be safe. We have to grab each other and learn each other to be safe. We have to love each other. This is the right road. But the left road, stay away from it. Try not to go. I know we got some young people out here that don't understand. They will hit that left road and walk that left road for a minute. And some way, somehow, they will come out. It all depends. The Bible says, bring up a child the way it should be, and he'll never forget where he started. But remember, the left road is a dangerous road. It will not help you. It will destroy you. The right road will show you love, covenants, and a lot of blessings. And you're protected by the Lord Jesus Christ. He will send one of his angels down to protect you and keep you from bodily harm. No matter what people say about you, you will let it go. Let it go in one ear or the other, because they talk about you because they're not doing it. In other words, they are jealous of you because of the things that you have done and what the Lord has blessed you with. So we just got to keep ourselves strong, keep ourselves full of faith. Let the Lord help you in each way it comes, because he will protect you and he will love you. Just stay away from that the left road. As I said, we got two roads, the right and the left, and to enjoy that road. Enjoy that right road. Don't let anything bring you down to nothing, to zilch, because it will bring you down to zilch. Enjoy this road, this way. Enjoy the love that we have, because God really loves you, and God will take care of you. And hey, I'm telling you now, love the Lord to his own understanding. But this time, that hey, I would love to be on the right road, because the left road has too many dark corners, too many enemies, and too many unfaithful people. Show your love, your kindness, and your understanding, because we need we need the road, the right road. We need the love that we have. We need the love that we for each other. And sometimes you might have to step on that left road and pull somebody from out of that road and show them love and happiness and understanding. Because truly, truly, God really loves you, and God will care for you. And God will show you that, show you the right way. Because I always say, the mind is nothing but a garden. And what you put in it grows. And either you put in your mind, I'm going to the right or I'm going to the left. Most likely, I would go to the right and leave the left road alone. And once you're on that right road, you are safe. You are very, very safe. You're to the point where on that right road, you are safe. You got a protection, got the angels around you, the guardian angels to protect you. They used to tell me when I was small, you have guardian angels. And you have angels to protect you from doing what you should be doing and what you're not going to do. It will tell you which way to go. And that's how it should be. Well, to all my YouTube friends and everything, y'all just hold on and listen, because God is with you. And don't forget, the 61st anniversary of the Keys of Harmony. love you. Whatever you put in your mind, don't let it grow, because the mind doesn't done but a garden. See you next time.
My name is Al Edmondson. I'm a business owner and community organizer. I want to encourage you to visit the King Lincoln District, our community. It's a great place to live, work, and worship. Catch a show at the Lincoln Theater. Enjoy smooth jazz at the King Arts Complex. Enjoy great food and visit our historical churches and newly remodeled homes. Live, work, and worship the King Lincoln District.
Government doesn't seem to care that 9 million children have no health insurance, even though every dollar spent immunizing children against illness saves more than $16 in medical costs to make them better. Doesn't anyone see? We're wasting money and allowing children to get sick.
I am Susie Flynn. A vote for me is a vote for the 9 million uninsured children.
9 million uninsured children need a solution now. For more information, go to electsusie.com.
I was diagnosed with type 1 diabetes at age 33, with not one day off since. But JDRF has my back, funding research toward a cure, prevention, and treatments that really help the millions like me to have a better life. The scientists funded by JDRF test themselves every day so that someday I won't have to. Join us. Your help is our hope. JDRF, improving lives, curing type 1 diabetes.
Green, green, green. It's our home, it's our dream. For a life that's healthy and clean, make it green, green, green.
My mom said making it green is making sure the air in your home is healthy for your family to breathe. Make sure you test your home for radon. It's easy. Just call 866-730-GREEN.
Make it green, green, green.
A message from the US EPA.
All right, hello. Welcome to Stairway to Heaven. This is Dr. Bass Claude Smith, and my topic was... How safe are we, which include with the right road and left road. And it's, we'll talk about it in a little bit. But let me give it a shout out to my friends at Core Lab and people at home. And then now, here's the keys of harmony. Somebody touch me.
Oh, God.
Okay, that's the Keys of Harmony on that. That is Deacon J.C. Woods, 90 years old. And that's our Waiting on the Lord. And he will be singing. He has one song. It's called Looking Back Over My Life, which is not on recording yet, but we're working on it. And let me get back to the anniversary. The Keys on Harmony anniversary, the 61st anniversary at the Greater Glory Ministry at 487 Champion Avenue, July the 10th. Starting time at 5 o'clock at Bishop Jennings is the pastor. Our MC will be Kahari of 95.5. We will be there. Also on the program will be God's Angels, Zion Melody, the Spiritual Brothers, JC and Company, the Lyric Supremes. They just had anniversary about 58. They were singing for 58 years. I'm gonna try to get them on the show one day. The Anointed Sons of God, Lil Terry and the Anointed Sons of God. Also another legendary group is the Five Stars Harmonizers. Also Ohio Chosen, better known as OCC. Ohio Christians, Chosen Christians. And it's going to be a treat. Like I said, it's July the 10th. And you just come on in. We're not charging anything, but hey, this is the 61st anniversary of the Keys of Harmony. And I'm hoping that you will beat us there. We'll meet you, beat us there, be there before we get there. Because it's all, have a good time. I also like to say, I'm going to give a shout out to my sister Margie. And my little sister Kathy out of Cincinnati, she was up here last week. She will be here on that day also to see her big brother play, because she's never, she said she heard me play the first time. She wouldn't come back and really hear me play. So I'm going to give her a little treat. Excuse me. But we are celebrating the first 61st anniversary of the Keys of Harmony. I'm going hopefully to say that I'm going to stay on it. Hope that Dad will be coming on the show, and he's going to give the history of the Keys of Harmony, and we're gonna be playing stuff back there. Like we said, we're working on getting ready for that project we're trying to work on. It's been a while since we did it, but we got a project coming out. Can't say when, but we are working on it, and when it come out, you shall hear it. And we'll let you know when it come out. But right now, I'm not gonna say nothing. All I'm saying that we're working on a project. So many of y'all want to know when we're going to come out again. We are. And during all this illness, you know, with COVID and illness, it kind of put everybody back and slow everybody down. I'd like to also give my condolences to Fanny Duke Smith, my Aunt Fanny. She just passed away a week ago. And, you know, she's been with us through the year, and we lost her last minute. They had a funeral yesterday, which I didn't get a chance to go. But you know, my hearts go out to my cousin in Cincinnati. That I feel sorry for the loss of her mother, Fanny Duke Smith, and she passed away. Also, I should look out for my sister Margie. She's coming along. She had other slight things. She's going through therapy, but I'm asking help her, ask some prayers for her. Now, give you a little bit of the subject I had that had. It's called How Safe Are We? But I'm going to tip away from that subject and say the right and left. Part of the topic has the right road and the left road. And I'm trying to get everybody to understand that. Which road are you going to take? Are you going to take the safe road, or are you going to take the unsafe road? The left road has nothing but danger, jealousy, and destruction. It's there to try to hurt you, want to destroy you, and tear you apart. That's what the left road does. Also, the left road will also make you feel that you try to be a little more better than yourself and put yourself above things. It's a road of destruction. It's a road of hatred. That's a big belief. It causes you to put things in your mind. But you have to learn to kind of break away from it, because if you don't, you'll be stuck right there. The right road is for your protection. It's safe, and it teaches you how to love people and show love and honor your people. And that's what the right road. So you have protection. God has given you protection on that right road. But anyway, keep it. Because the left road puts you in your mind. It's like a mind frame. I always say the garden, the mind, nothing but the garden, what you put in it grows. And that left road will put things in your mind that you don't want it to happen. And it will do that, put you in a frame of mind. When we get that way, we don't even think about how we got there. And the jealous part about that left road is that you get to thinking, you should have had that before anybody else has it, before they got it. Why, how could they get it and I didn't get it? Well, sometimes you got to understand that when you do get it, you will learn not to and how to. Okay? All right, getting back to the anniversary again, Sensational Keys to Harmony anniversary. 61st anniversary, as I said, we got God's Angels, Zion Melody, Spiritual Brothers, and our MC would be Mr. Kahari of 95.5 will be our guest speaker, guest MC, and JC and Company, Lyric Supremes, which they had their 58th anniversary. And they say they got something coming up next. The next anniversary is going to be bigger than this one. The Adulterian Anointed Sons of God, 5-Star Harmonizer, and Ohio Chosen Christians, OCC. For all y'all should be there, don't miss a treat. It is a good treat. And I ask y'all to please beat us there. And I said, Pop Woods, J.C. Woods, 90 years old, been with the group for a long 61, that whole 61, him and his son. J.C. Joe Jr. has been played for the group for 58 years. And J.C. Woods been with the group, is the original members of the Keys of Harmony when they started. They are one of the top groups here in the city. And there's a lot of legendary groups that's still around. The Keys is a legendary group. Supreme, Lyric Supremes are a legendary group. 5-Stars, there's three legendary groups that still together. All the other groups are such as like the Spiritual Tornadoes, Amanda and the Golden Gospel Singers, they're gone. And quite a few other groups that were here in Columbus, the Capillaries, they're gone. All them groups during the years, they caught that train and went home. And that's what they caught that train and went home. So they're singing, they're up there with Joe Lagan and the original Mighty Clouds of Joy. And they all having a singing, happy singing good time.
Like a ship that's tossed and driven.
This is the Shaw Sisters.
Angry seas. When the storm of life rages and the fiend falls on me, I wonder what have I done. To do the best I can.
wondering what tomorrow will bring. There's a sweet relief.
Y'all sisters out of Dallas, Texas. And, Angela Shaw, I know her from a while back in Dallas. And I talked to her a couple of days ago, and she sent me that. And her and I were real good friends. So she's an old friend of mine. And when I was in Dallas, Texas, them young ladies will tear each church up. I'm just letting you hear a little sample of them girls and ladies will get in the house and they know what to do and how to do it. So, you know, hopefully we can make arrangements to bring them here to Columbus, Ohio. They've been to Ohio, as far as they got was Cincinnati. So we're going to try to see can we make a deal to swing them up north, up this way, so you'll get a chance to see the Shaw sister, Angelic Shaw sister. And they are somebody's singers. The thing that I like to say is that song that they just said, the Lord will make a way, he will make a way and keep you on the right road and keep you straight on the right road. You just have to, like I said, doesn't matter how you do or what you do, the Lord is going to make a way for you to pull you out of it and make you strong each and every day. My thing is that hopefully one day that we're trying to work on some things that, you know, we can get all this done. Now, next year, I'm still trying to think about the gospel explosion. Now, Evangelist Smith say, why don't we put it on Mount Vernon Plaza? I'm kind of thinking of that because we got a lot of old people down there living in them towers, and I'm thinking that's what I'll think I should. We should try it there and see how it goes. I wish I could do it at the Commons, but let's give it a shot down at the Mount Vernon Plaza so them people can hear some gospel and everything, because I know they have everything else down there. They have Pioneer Founders Day and some other stuff they have down there. But I would like to see do something like that and give them a chance to enjoy themselves. Having the people in that building or in wheelchairs, and they hardly ever get to go to church or something or hear gospel music. It's always going on. And we need to show the community, show the Columbus that, hey, our people can do some good things too, can have music without any fussing or arguing. And this is for everybody, young, old, or whoever. And I'm going to try to line up all the groups. I'm definitely going to try hard to bring the Mighty Gospel Travelers back here or the Soul Redeemers out of Cincinnati, either one of those two groups. And I'm trying to definitely work hard to bring them guys here. Everybody requesting. I'm trying to get a hold of Michael now and tell him that there's been a request for them to come back here. So we're going to set up a date next year. And if he goes along, if he has nothing planned and he goes along with it, we will try to bring the Mighty Gospel Travelers right back here to Columbus, Ohio. Last time, they've been here about two or three years since they've been here. This set has. And this is the violinist singing, "You Die."
You've been good.
That was Danny Walker and the band that he probably is singing "You Darling." They are from Detroit, Michigan. Danny Walker had said something with Robert Blair when he passed on, and he said that Robert Blair asked him to keep the group going, and Daddy's been doing a pretty good job with the violinist. There's two sets of violinists, the iconic violinists, and this is the Danny Walker and the fantastic violinists. And I kind of wanted to know how they sound, so I got the music and they heard them, and they got some pretty good stuff on this. I think it's called Real Wind. You can get it at Amazon, and they have it. So I'm waiting on them to bring for Lou Blair to come out with a CD, and if I run into it, I'll get it from him. But yeah, that's Danny Walker and the fantastic violinists out of Detroit, Michigan. Getting back to what I said, folks, that don't forget the Keys of Harmony 65th anniversary, and it's going to be at 487 Champion Avenue, which your MC would be Kahari. And we have God's Angels, Zion Melodies, God's Spiritual Brothers, Lyric Supreme, JR and Company, the Literary Anointed Sons, Five Stars Harmonized, and OCC. And as I said, excuse me, as I say, our MC would be Mr. Kahari Haroa. I can't pronounce the last name, but he will be the MC of the show. And y'all missing the treat if y'all, beat us there. As I said, Pops will be here to give you the history of Keys of Harmony, and he's one of the originals, and he's been with the group for the whole 61 years, him and his son. I also like the man pretty soon. Stairway to Heaven has got an anniversary coming up, but that's two months from now. Stairway to Heaven will have our sixth or fifth anniversary. I'll keep you in front. I'll let you know who will be here with me on that anniversary, and it'll be a treat. I'm going to try to get Kaiser Jones, or Bishop Shouts, or Bishop Fly, one of them three, to come in. Or not, Elder Marcus Green. I'll have him come on. He's got something he want to come up to talk about, and I'm waiting on him to come to me and give me the idea what he has. So we are going to talk about that to see what he got planned. But it's something he got planned he want to talk to me about. So whatever it is, I get him here. That we talk about, see what they want to talk about, and we'll try to get it on the show. Marcus is a good friend of mine, and he's the manager of a group called the Basement Boys. I got their CD. I'm gonna have to bring it up and let y'all hear them when they were together. They were the backup band for the lyrics, and they formed their own group. And all of a sudden, they hung out there pretty good while. And then after that, they let go. They folded up. So I missed that group. Missed them very, very well. And I'm going to talk to Marcus about that, too. So we'll see if we can talk to the manager, get the manager. Well, he is the manager of the Basement Boys. He's also a minister, too. So we're going to try to see if we can get him together on that and get him here. But also my condolence goes out to his family. He had death in the family, and he informed me that I told him I would call and talk to him later. And that's it. That's what he'll do. And this here is the Keys of Harmony. It's me. All right, now this is Dr. Bass, Claude Smith. And whatever the garden mind is under the garden, put it grows. So long. And this is me, O Lord.